During the 3.5 or so minutes of totality yesterday afternoon, the sky didn't just get dark. Temperatures dropped, and a hush came over the area as wildlife snapped into nighttime routines. We had heard that total eclipses can have a multitude of effects on people. Here's what some eclipse watchers across Vermont said.
I feel like I'm in awe. I'm in awe of nature and, you know, the various things that happen in nature.
It did not disappoint.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was amazing.
It blew my mind.
Yeah, worth the trip. Really special. Yeah, so cool.
It is so amazing.
She kind of quieted for a minute, and the darkness was a lot more profound, and it was just neat because this is so occasional, but it's very kind of cosmic in proportions, and I mean, how many more times will I have such a chance? It's cool.
We're listening to Bonnie Tyler right now, and we're freaking out about how quick that was and how extreme it was. I mean, the change in temperature, the change in the quality of light. We're just exclaiming how, you know, it's not like at sunset where the quality of light changes. It just really got dimmer and then dark.
And I can't believe I'm here. I don't know. This is just unbelievable.
I really felt so emotional. It's evidence of the greatness of our universe. And it made me feel like I was gonna cry.
Amazing. I was just focusing on the sun. I wasn't focusing on anything else. I don't really know.
I might even remember it for my whole life.
It was just stunning. I just knew, I mean, I'd heard everyone say that it was going to be an emotional experience, and it just was. I thought it was just the most beautiful thing I'd seen in a very long time.
Wow. It's just one of those things you really have to see in person. It's unreal, and there's no point in reaching for your camera. You're not gonna capture it. You need to see it for yourself.
It's just so cute because so many people from so many different places with so many different stories like all gather here for the same reason, and we all get to share this moment with each other. And that's another big thing for me too. Like I don't always try to get sentimental, but it's nice to share these moments with the people that you care about and that you love.
I'm not gonna lie, like I felt like rebirthed after it. I don't know, like a wave of just something kind of like came over me, like afresh. Just something fresh.
I never expected this, you know. I come here with it, just like, oh, it's, you know, no big deal. And when it happened, it's like, wow, it's amazing. Just knowing how rare those are, just nice to be able to say that I watched it with the family.
I can't really, words fail, and I really try to use words when I can, but like I can't put words to what we just saw. And it's really, I feel so lucky to have seen it like on a beach with a lot of other people, like having everybody's reaction at the same time. I'm gonna cry, I'm sorry. But like, it was almost like a unifying feeling, just like seeing the sun disappear for a couple minutes. Oh my God.
My expectations were way lower. I was thinking it would be beautiful, but just way less special. And maybe everybody a little bit overreacting, but I still wanted to experience because I live here, so it was a crime not to do it the best. And I always jump in a lake through the winter, so it was one, why not? But then when this darkness came, it just felt as something surreal. And yeah, worth it doesn't really even describe the level of the beauty and how unique it was and strange. And I'm not a religious or spiritual person, but I was almost close to that. So beautiful.
Awestruck. I mean, even though I think we were all preparing for it, a new solar eclipse is awesome, but in that moment, I think there are no words really. Yeah, pretty awestruck.
That was Karen Lundry from New Jersey, Andy and Julia Palmer and their two kids from Seattle, Washington, Rummy Braylon from New Jersey, Ryan Brayerton from Logan, Utah, Marie Nitsky from Acton, Massachusetts, Bill Reyes from Puerto Rico, Katie, Tim, Lucy, and Abe Favorite of Montpelier, Harrison Baxt, Vino Lavariga, and William Carney from New York, Leroy Ned from South Burlington, Eileen Fitzgerald of Burlington, Misha Ivor of Burlington, and Angela Stah from New York City. This story was produced by Brittany Patterson, reporting help from the entire Vermont Public team.